The human body has been specifically designed to be the vehicle for the source codes of light that each human being is bringing in to their particular self-expression. So we begin with this to let you know that there is nothing about the human body that is a mistake or an accident or a curiosity. The entire human body is perfected to hold light, and that is its job, is to be here for you as the expression of who you have chosen in this particular incarnation. Every incarnation, you choose a different vehicle specifically for the choices of what you would like to accomplish in that lifetime. And so as you begin, understand that the body that you are in now, perfect and beautiful, has been chosen by you, your soul. And it is now your particular vehicle of light. In a perfect world, a world only of light, enlightenment, self-awareness, your body would flow easily because your body, although it has a consciousness, is completely responsive to and reliant on the you that you are. Your body molds itself daily based on your thoughts and your feelings and your decisions about how you move forward in your life. And we quickly begin to talk about ailments, aches, and pains, because these are blocks that the body has formed based on a number of things. First and foremost are the negative thoughts and reactions that you have or have held on to from a lifetime of experience. So these are here to inform you of what has still not been completely cleaned and cleared. This is also, these aches and pains and illnesses also come specifically from ego and the thoughts that ego are putting out that are not in alignment with soul and higher self. And we know that in these incarnations here on the planet, ego has quite a bit taken over when it was never supposed to be in the forefront. It was supposed to be personality and self-expression, but has become the one that creates the decisions that are made on a daily basis. In essence, the higher self, the word should is coming up. I'm actually questioning the word should, but they're saying, yes, should, the higher self should be the one that has stepped forward and is guiding the way. But this has become very complicated in this culture, and the higher self is often ignored or denied or completely not heard at all, and the ego steps forward with desire, with the needs, the even greed that just looks like normal living, but actually is very disconnected from, oftentimes, from what a being is here to be. Of course, the third aspect of any illness, aches, and pains is environmental. And we must look at that because there is a truth to environmental toxicity on whatever level you choose to look at it. And however, a light enough being can overcome toxicity. A being that is clean and clear of trauma and toxic experience can rise above what has been done to the earth, what has been injected into modern life. But we realize that that feels nearly impossible. So your body responds best to an internal quiet and an internal peace. This means that the nervous system has been reset. It means that the mind is not telling itself over and over again about what it doesn't have. And it means that the heart is felt and is used for guidance to move throughout, not just the day, but throughout the life. If this were to occur, this particular alignment between head, nervous system, and heart, all questions about the body would be answered, from what to eat, where to find the food, what not to ingest, what particular fabric to put on the body, when to leave your feet bare, and when to put on your clothes, your shoes. And every other aspect that has to do with physicality. The problem that is often met is that your culture has not been created to allow for a smoothness when it comes to these levels of whether it's decision making or guidance. Within the culture, there's very specific ways to look and act, even eat, and even breathe. And the alignment that we talk about oftentimes will negate cultural mores and cultural habits. And this is why many people are leaving very highly populated areas to move to places where they feel more freedom of breath and being. Also within this alignment of mind, nervous system, and heart, you find a stillness within the body that allows the body to reset into perfect health. Now, does that mean that there is no need for any externalized support? No, that does not. But what it does mean is that the body can begin moving back into a stasis that it so desires to be in. You see, your body, whether you know it or not, loves you more than any other love possibly imaginable on this planet. Your body loves you so much that it agrees to be created any way that you tell it to be created. Your body says yes to you constantly. And within that yes is the full range of the most negative to the most positive, because it's all about what you desire. And of course, what you desire is what you practice. And of course, what you practice is what you habitually feel and what you habitually say. So this internalized quiet allows a gentleness and ease to flow back into the body, which then allows for healing regardless of whether you choose to bring in support of any sort whatsoever. Now, we know that your body has not been built to last forever at this particular moment in time, in this particular vibratory existence. So, the soul and the body agree upon the death date, the transition. The ego often is not in agreement with that date. The ego may be furious or devastated. The ego may be joyful. But regardless, the soul and the body have come to agreement. And all is well, and all is well, and all is well. Because you easily flow out, and upon decision of when you'd like to return, you easily flow back in. And this is a movement that occurs all the time and has nothing to do with you and has nothing to do with it being a problem. This, in fact, is a joy of being human. It's bringing tears to my eyes. Mm-hmm. It is a joy to be chosen to incarnate into a human body and have a human experience on this plane of existence where you are allowed to co-create not only the family that you've chosen, the life you've chosen, but the body experience. And that it's relatively short compared to many other incarnations in many other dimensions. And for the soul, it's rather fun, even though we recognize that for the ego, it's rather heavy. But if we say anything to you today, it is that you take your power back over this fantastic light filled vehicle that you hold in order to have your experience on this planet in this particular moment with these particular people in this particular circle, and you feed it as much love as you can through your power of creation, through your knowing of who you are as divine source. And you practice holding this love for self, which is your primary directive. And we here this evening support you in that goal. Thank you.